do the reading. I think the first input that they have is from Istan Duana Technical High School. And I think they made the point there. Are you, how are you? We're dealing with book 5, and we've just started with that. They make the point there that some of social assessments are better integrating and not used effectively. And then they make a very interesting point there, which I think is always something to bear in mind. And I think it's something we must caution in the report, Mr. Bundy, is how the focus on non-performing schools sometimes has unintended consequences. And what happens is that the department throws resources and, you know, learning materials and so on at underperforming schools, hoping to get those performances up to the detriment of schools that are actually working very hard, but then they lack those resources. So they're making the point here that, for example, the well-performing schools were being deprived of resources such as those TVs that the department had procured, former chips and so on that, you know, do the revision on the videos and so on. And these were only given to the underperforming schools in 2009. And so what that does, in a sense, is that it incentivizes schools to be underperforming, because that's when they'll get all the resources that they need. So that's the point that they're making in this, and I think that in the report we must just caution the department as well. Because in fact what we should be doing, it seems to me, is to be rewarding good performance. And those people who are underperforming shouldn't be getting these resources, because you know what, they're not using it anyway. You know? So I think that's the one thing. And then the second thing that they raise here is the promotion of teachers, sometimes destabilized performance in schools. Well, I mean, that you can't really help. People do need, they do have the right to be promoted as well. But the way in which I think it's managed should then be dealt with appropriately, so that you don't have, you know, vacancies sitting forever in those positions and so on. The third thing that they raise is that the promotion of teachers, implementation of ITMS is limited to a focus on salary adjustments, which is, I'm not quite sure how that works, but that's the point that they make. And then they say that a monitoring system should be developed so that discrepancies are identified and dealt with accordingly. Again, I'm not quite sure whether this is ITMS or whatever, but what they do say here is subject advisors could focus on paperwork rather than providing support to struggling educators. Perhaps what we should do, and that's what they recommend, is that you have a pre-term content discussion session under the supervision of subject advisors. So that instead of saying more paperwork to assess whether you're performing or not, it's to rather say, let's equip the teachers for the syllabus that they have to teach for the next term. Let us have subject discussions before the term. And then that way, whatever difficulties the teachers have in terms of content knowledge can be addressed prior to them actually proceeding with the math. So that's the recommendation. Let me just finish lastly. And then lastly, they say to minimize inter-school movement, a reward or incentive system should be established through the consideration of outputs or results. Those are the issues that you raise. That's my question.
No, I was saying I'm supporting the recommendation of the curriculum advisor for not coming up with an assignment. Is there something that can work?
Yeah, 6 months. I more paperwork.
Yeah. So I'm 100% supporting the recommendation.
How does that happen? The subject advisors, once they see a teacher is not performing well, what do they require them to do?
The subject advisors, there are some effects they are supposed to go to school. Like, they don't do all the subjects. They are like specialists. Now they must go to monitor and support. That's what is expected of them. And to check they get the quick, very quick. Those are the things they take. But then.
But today, for example, when they go there and they say, look, the problem was math, let's say.
Yeah. Cool. But I wanted to say, they are speaking with the Chinese themselves. Because they are located, unless it is changed, let's say, they are located within seconds, but controlled by distance. So that you wake up in the morning being a package manager and you want them to go to school, that you have realized that meds have been neglected. But they say, no, we've got a problem from the distance. So that's what I wanted you to know.
Okay.
But I was told it was because our package were understaffed until that day. But as I left, there was this issue from my car that every package index was in England. So I'm not sure it was with him, because when I left, I had only 6 curriculum advisors. Like, they came out 7 people, I think I had only 13 out of the 49.
Now, there was this input that was made by that Ford Foundation people. Remember, I told them that I wanted another submission from them. And they did submit that. They couldn't give it to me. I don't know if they gave it to you.
I subsequently said it after they get in the back
Can I ask Ms. Moshwana particularly, please, can you look at that document for me? That Ford Foundation one, right? If you don't have it, just ask you whether they get it.
Maybe you do that.
Please go through it, because they are saying that they are proposing a system which is different, which is now being used in the Western Cape around the district. Circuit. They say now that what they've done is they've evolved into circuits most of the time in the district or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just want you to look at it, and then I want you to explain it to me. I want you to explain how previously the system was and what they are proposing. How is that going to change?
Okay, you want to get that tomorrow? Because I'm meeting tomorrow again. Okay, if you give it to me,
I'll give you the vaccine.
Yeah.
I'll meet you in the house.
Yeah, if you want.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, by the office, I'll go by the office.
Okay.
My computer.
And then tomorrow, before we start the thing, then you can do, I'll just give you about 10 minutes to just explain
them. Yeah. Because I got this thing and put it in that. Thank you.
Okay. So then we can deal with this issue of how the circuits and the districts work and so on, and any proposals in that regard, because that has to be part and parcel of our report as well. And how do we, firstly, how do the structures of the department support teachers, and how do they monitor? So support and monitoring, and then this document that you're going to also do, is going to feed into that system of, you know, trying to make recommendations in the report on what it is. The pre-term content discussion sessions under the supervision of subject advisors, I think, is a good idea. I don't know what other people think. I think Manishu was supporting that one. We instead of paperwork, you have a discussion with the subject advisors prior to the beginning of the term, so that teachers are being, you know, you iron out any difficulties teachers may have with teaching.
Yeah.
I think that that's a very good idea, and I think you must could it capture that also under the term. And then I think it's very important to note that the quintile system was severely problematic to some schools. This is a school that is not necessarily in a rural area, as far as I can see, but it is a school that has poor kids coming into the school. It's an urban school, but it's a quintile 5 school. And they're saying that they most of their kids can't afford fees. And so because they're quintile 5, they don't get that additional support from the province in terms of budget. And so that clearly detrimentally affects them as well. And the issue that that's constantly like, you know, 2 kilometers apart, one in Kuta, one in Kuta, that kind of thing. So, again, that was
great.
Okay?
But on that one, more than I can agree that that may be problematic, but you see, learners who go to schools like that, seemingly they can afford that they study, because the funds, the fees there are high, and you can say, most people who go there are teachers, in the middle. They teach other people's kids, and send their kids to the nearest class. And they can afford to pay. So that it's very difficult to think they couldn't because they touch the status of the president. But those things inform. It's like they become the community because when you talk of the parent meeting, you are talking about those parents and they stay nearby, they will come and when they check their income, it's disadvantageous. It might remain people for a very long time.
But I heard you say that he's from Kuwait,
In other words, look, there's a substantial number of kids who are from poor families who cannot afford to pay the fees. And because they're quartile 5, they don't receive the additional sum up to 1,000 cents in quartile 1. That's all they're saying. They're saying that that quartile 6 is an advantage of them. Because in that particular province, I imagine it's the instant case. Where is this kid?
Poor people sending their kids to expensive school. I'm taking the poor. I understand the church they are poor there. But if they send, because there are schools, public schools rather they live nearby. And if they are saying they're just too near.
I don't know what they're saying about other schools, but they said the issue of social is mainly benefits of those in the deep and rural area.
Mm-hmm.
So the disadvantage of some schools, including ours, the building and location overshadows the poverty extent of the community itself. In the process, the community is deeply affected by this as the fees are exorbitant, but because the school is classified as quartile 5, 4 or 6 years. That's basically it. But I think this is going to be one of the schools, Mr. Bundy, that we must please go and visit and go on our visit. Okay?
Thank you.
Florida Schools of Skill. There's a lack of roles for charity to educators assume various roles such as curriculum designers, psychologists, social workers, truancy workers. The department, this is a recommendation, the department should design and distribute lesson plans, teaching aids, worksheets, and assessment cards, and supply every school with a social worker and other support staff. Now, this is the one area where hopefully the department will be doing precisely that around the lesson plans and I don't know about teaching aids and worksheets, but certainly the assessment does as well. Supply every school with a social worker and other support staff. Would that we had such resources? But again, you see the cry is for that support at the district level, at least when there is a crisis, teachers are able to access those kinds of skills. Oh, I see. Okay, so this goes on to the next. Okay, so it says, we need social workers, fluency workers, nurses, etc. There's a need for a standardized curriculum, syllabus, and teaching material. And the other recommendation is to allow the teachers the space and time to reintroduce full-time, so full-pay study situation. So I guess it's for teachers, so that you get paid while you're on study leave, yeah? Skills development should be a mandatory incentive should be provided. Reduce classroom size relative to the goals of the curriculum. Clarify roles in education field and eliminate confusion. And the issue of roles, I imagine, I just want to, principals need to teach in order to be in touch with what is happening in the classroom. An administrative manager without classroom exposure cannot manage the school properly. Once again, there is confusion involved. Principals are not office-based educators, they are school-based. Hence, they need to be in the classrooms in order for them to manage their school properly. They also need to be upskilled. The situation is that the post-level 1 educators are more in touch with issues in education than most principals. Summary, principals, principals, network departments need to have an honors degree as a minimum qualification in education in order to increase managerial capacity. They need to upskill themselves full-time. In conclusion, I want to reiterate the following, and then a summary of the whole thing. So, but I mean, that's just me reading what is being said.
Yeah.
So, who wants to raise anything here, please?
Yeah, if I may, don't forget. It's surprising that it becomes an issue for principals, that principals should be in touch. Because NetLine, that's the National Education, what is that? Net issue. But you know that the National Education Procedure, something like that.
Yeah.
That's why they create the percentage. There's not 0% for a teacher. The principals are not doing what is expected of them. NEPA does not take that second principal. You don't go to class. Unless it is changed, last year, but I don't remember changing of anything. Because even if we know about where, like, this is with the so that it's the principals that are not following. What we need to encourage is that they do as expected of
them. I think that's what we must say in touch with the report.
Yeah.
Say that there seems to be, from the submissions that they received, the suggestion that principals are not adhering to NEPA, NEPU, whatever it is, and that the department must ensure that the principals actually do it.
I was saying that on that issue of the principal, I think we talked about it. I don't know whether somebody did this exercise. We talked about it in
the issue of the principal. Yeah, we did it with in regard to the ratio. Learner student ratio. Remember, we said that at the moment it seems that the way the ratio is calculated is not just the number of teachers, but it includes the principal. If you have 6 teachers and 1 principal, then they use 7. Divided by 250 whatever, and so on. Clearly the issue of principals not teaching adversely affects the issue of class size as well, and so on.
But you know what, there was a document, I don't remember where it came from, but it was from our district team manager, that was like saying there's a proposal, I'm not sure whether it came from the union, that if we want principals to be managers, we must not go to class. I remember that debate when I left, sitting it was there. So that we need to check and see if that is now a norm. Because there was something.
I think, Mr. Bundy must check for us if there is such a norm and whether that's been changed since Mashishi said. So that we are informed when we make these decisions. Because the last time we said now principals must be issued. We assume that is the case, and until we hear from you, we're not quite sure whether that is the case or not. The next one, let me just check with you, is anybody doing a motion or a statement?
Which is the most appalling thing. I've never heard of such a thing in my whole life.
And so what they then do is that quite capable young people who have got nothing wrong with their brains and their ability to think and to do academic work are then steamed into things like sewing and knitting and doing skills like that. It's not a ridiculous thing. And then apparently these schools only go up to grade 9. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but we said that we're going to go on a site visit to some of these schools. But I think that the issue of, we must certainly highlight the issue of special schools. You've done that research for us, in terms of the number of schools available and stuff, but of course we haven't assessed now in those schools whether there are these problems. You know, when somebody tells me there's a gap, I immediately just assume that the teachers are sign language proficient. How on earth can you have a deaf school and have teachers who can't sign language? So I'm hoping that that is not true, but I mean it was a delegation of parents who accompanied the organization involved and so on. So I have to say to you that, you know, that bothers my mind. Samada?
Yeah, when I was talking to a representative from the department seeking that information, what he indicated was lack of human resources. They will try whatever they can, but they won't be able to get such people. If they get them, they will just stay there for a year and move to other entities.
Unacceptable, man. Unacceptable. You know what? The issue ultimately is that if we don't make concerted efforts to train people who are in sign language, you don't necessarily need to be deaf to be proficient in sign language. So in our planning and in our interventions with higher education, in terms of who they're training and how they're training them and so on, you can't say you know we have a lack of resources when you have a deaf school. You have a deaf school, for heaven's sake, and you don't have people who can sign language and teach in that school. How on earth can you even then call yourself? You might as well close down that school to say we don't have those schools, and you might as well send them to other schools and get the parents to then have interpreters or whatever it is. I mean, you really, it's terrible. If that is the case, and we'll see for ourselves when we go there. But I think that the issue of the insufficient number of high schools for kids with special needs ought to be highlighted. I think that report in and of itself shows us that there is an insufficient number of national. Okay. Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Bali. It's a wonderful message. I'm quite very inefficient. Mr. Bali, we are going on to the next one. Now, that one we've done oral, right? 118. Northwest University curriculum content endorses the importance of IT as a school subject, but points to challenges. IT content overload, complicated and difficult to understand. Overemphasis of programming skills, 60%. Neglecting other important outcomes in the subject. The complexity to synchronize Delphi and Java grade 12 examination papers. The result is the steep decline in the number of learners enrolling in the subject. The lack of one programming language throughout South Africa places another burden on IT as a subject. Recommendations: develop a common programming language that is applicable to school learners. The people will know more than you. Good recommendation, bad recommendation. I have no idea what Java is. You know, for me it's like a place.
Baby.
Okay, well look, let's move on then, because I can't, maybe what we can do, Mr. Bundy, is in the report just say that in the curriculum issue, you know, that curriculum thing, say in regard to IQ, it has the submission, which you can then enclose, and then, you know, people maybe will be able to understand, to know a little bit more about the content of that curriculum. Next one is 120, curriculum content, physical science. The curriculum is too challenging in terms of the breadth. The level at which 2009 exam was inappropriate for grade 12 learners. It was equivalent to a first year university level. The work produced in the GEC phase is below standard. GEC phase? What is that?
General Education and
what was that? What grade?
Okay, it's odd.
The GET phase focuses only on 25% towards the final examination, 75 SDA, what SDA? Whereas FET puts more emphasis on the formal examination, the non-separation of grade 7 to 9 in GET phase results in learners struggling in grade 10. Different provinces have their own interpretation of the topic of practical investigations and research. To get no further, training has been conducted by the Department of Education on practical investigations and research. Educators focus more on SDA. Tasks and neglect teaching content. Recommendations. Proposes a host of recommendations. Review physical science curriculum. Inform schools about the sections that will be assessed in 2010. This should be based on a reduced assessment curriculum. Provide greater specificity with regard to the content in senior and intermediate phases. Address and resolve the gap between GET and FET provinces. Should have a common understanding of conducting practical investigations and research. Physical science curriculum should revert to conducting practical experiments and not practical investigations. Include a list of possible experiments or demonstrations in the exam guidelines. Documents for content documents so that teachers can be assisted in assessing learning outcome one. Scale down the content of curriculum in FET. Consider doing away with SDA. Now, I take it that you guys will know more about this, right? Have we captured most of this stuff, Mr. Bundy?
Not yet.
Not yet. Which ones haven't we captured? Okay, then we must do that. Although I think that a review has been proposed, isn't that so? By MRC and these people? Not yet.
Like, not particularly on the assessment. If in grade 9, what they do throughout the year counts for 75%, and the examination 25%, but from grade 10, it's vice versa. What they do throughout the year counts 25%, the examination 75%. So that shift puts learners into a challenge because they are used.
Very, very different.
Yeah, more emphasis on examination, which was not the case in grade 9.
Now let me ask, let's see, Ms. Mashishi, do you agree with that assessment that in fact what is happening at grade 9 is now all of a sudden topsy-turvy and kids are not now used to having the examination count 75% and their work during the year counting
25%? I'm not sure about that.
But in primary school, you know that the other way around, so work throughout the year counts 75% and then examination
25%.
Okay, so let's do you guys agree? I mean, you guys were teachers as well.
Can you check how the new curriculum addresses?
Can you do that and will you come back to us and report? Will you do that, Mr. Bundy? Thank you, Mr. Mahada. You can also then just But I think it's something we must come back to, so please just remind me of that again, right? Anything else, Mr. Bundy, here?
I think that summarizes. Maybe the gap in content between GET and FET is the content. But we may want to improve in the content for their thinking of their practice.
I think there are two issues. issues. The first is the physical signs. One, we need to check whether in fact that has been reviewed, both in terms of distance. I know Uma Lucy came and said it was too broad, but the scope of physical signs. And then there should be a review on that issue. Now we must check whether in fact that has been reviewed. If not, we obviously need to make a recommendation to that effect. And then the gap between GAC and FEC, that's the topsy-turvy nature of how we do it. Okay, those are the two issues. Thank you. Let us go on to the next one. Let's finish with this one. Okay. Mrs. Lynch, absence of health professionals in school results in learners' health problems going undetected and underperformance. Many public libraries and school libraries are underfunded and they could not provide stimulation and guidance for reading. Learners with English is school. With English as a second or a foreign language, find it difficult to learn English as a first language. Recommendations, resources should be made available to put English speaking teachers through a course in another official language to enable them to code switch. Teachers should be highly incentivized to get immediately trained to properly deal with multi intelligences in a classroom. Remedial classes at mainstream schools should be created. So we dealt with the last one. The issue of incentivizing training of English teachers or English speaking teachers in another official language is something we haven't discussed. But maybe it should be a recommendation, particularly if you want to promote multilingualism. And also, I mean, it facilitates teaching and learning. You know, how do you engage a child who doesn't understand English and yet is in an English medium school? You do need some basis on which to teach. And they may not necessarily teach in those languages, but they would be able to explain properly, perhaps. So maybe we should say we should incentivize teachers, English-speaking teachers, to learn another language. Well, maybe we should be specific and say and an African language. There's a lot of English teachers who still speak Afrikaans. So you don't want them to go and take an advanced course in Afrikaans and get extended. So maybe say English and Afrikaans teachers should be encouraged to learn a third language or a second language, depending on what that is. Specifically, an indigenous African language, most predominantly spoken in that area, something like that. So you formulate something like that. I think you know what I mean. Okay? You may just stop me if you want to say something, but I'm not sure. Carry on. SA Media, we saw them orally. Mr. Richard Northmost proposes the following: a more equitable adjustment of imbalances in the administration, the improvement of real results in all subjects, especially grade 12, as well as rapid improvement of teacher knowledge, skills, ability, and understanding of all schools at school. All skills at school. Okay, thank you very much. Next one is the Chipeng Kopano Academy, Mr. Moremi. Please, for information on programs that have CK. What is CK? CK can be involved in. Has previously attempted several ventures to support Northwest Fund. Oh, this is the person that I said must be Mr. Brown. You remember this person? Isn't this person from Rustenburg? 1-1-1-2-1-2-4. I'm sure this is the person from Rustenburg. Mr. Brown, found this lady and inquire what society we can send to her. How can we assist? And then also to see, she was also saying that she could, she wanted to be part of the Kari Gude thing and she hasn't been able to be. wanted to mark, she couldn't get into that, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that is the thing that called Esther and all that.
Yeah, but that's why I asked you to phone her, so.
I think I spoke to this lady.
Okay.
I think I did speak to her.
Will you please just, check,
yeah, call her again.
Check and just let me know, right? Because we need to do that. Okay? 125, I'm just going to the brown form. 125, Sea Point High School submitted. Teachers are constantly criticized for their lack of performance and in the process become demoralized. Note that there exists a culture of entitlement to pass or progress to the next grade regardless of academic competence or readiness. Learners are held entirely blameless in the assessment of poor results. Educators receive no effective measures of support to instill discipline and for work ethic and responsibility in the pupils. Calls on the department to provide visionary leadership that will produce inspired and inspiring teachers. Urges the department to listen and talk to educators in efforts to find solutions to challenges in the classroom. Let's
do that for the meeting. That is my meeting.
Okay. So I'm going to just move on until you tell me. One more. Still our aim.
Yeah.
Okay, points to education challenges in the Eastern Cape, including infrastructure backlog, inaccessibility of schools in the rural areas of the province. Section 21 schools are often not included when learning materials are distributed. Such to influence in this province is at times detrimental to the progress of the education sector. Discipline remains a problem. Supports policy shifts that cut down on the number of subjects from grade 4 to 6. Recommendations, curriculum content. Social science should revert back to history and geography as basic skills such as math work are being lost. Physical education should be reintroduced to develop physical skills of the child. The content of physical science and accounting in the SEC phase should be trimmed as most schools struggle to complete the syllabus. Accounting should be a separate subject from grade 8. Now, those curriculum issues, Mr. Bundy, we need to catch about physical science and accounting, but that needs to be trimmed in terms of, so that's the one suggestion. The second issue is the social sciences reverting to history and geography. Remember, we also had that detriment from KZN, etc. Kids are not choosing history for some reason. I'm not sure what that, you know, how they get to choose, but okay, that's happening. So. Teacher development, IQMS should be overhauled to include external evaluation at every school every year. I don't know about that. I don't know how you do that. Is there anybody here with, those of you who are now whispering, can we?
Well, I was taking the date. I'm letting it speak before I speak.
No, I'm going now. We're going now. I just want your attention for a minute. IQMS, they're saying there the recommendation is it should be overhauled to include external evaluation at every school every year. What does that mean?
IQMS is the instrument used to assess the educators.
Yes.
So it goes to teachers, they assess them and they're getting paid for their performance.
Who was
the assessor? There is peer assessment in this document that principal assessing you.
I can
assess
officials.
Yes.
So this thing here about external evaluation every year can't be right, This recommendation. IQMS should be overall to include external evaluation at every school every year. Class size should be reduced. We said that advocates for improvement in the quality of textbooks. So the improvement in quality of textbooks is another issue, Mr. Bundy. It's a host of proposals, including the need to urgently review the quality of textbooks in gateway subjects to promote training of textbook writers. Okay. We've got one more to do, then we can go on to the meeting. So let's just finish with primary. Submit that OBE works well where the basic science textbooks, classes are manageable size of school and well resourced, and teachers are well trained, experienced, and motivated. Grade 4 math curriculum is too much. And that's focusing basic skills. There's your curriculum thingy, Mr. Bundy, please put that in. There is evidence of low subject content knowledge on the part of educators. All children should attend preschool. Small classes should be a norm. Classroom should be well resourced. Use math textbooks that follow step by step. Again, textbook issue there, Mr. Bundy. There should be a reward for giving a reward for professional development. And remedial schools we've done that. Okay, so we finished there. The next one is an oral, and then we go on to the next book in terms of tomorrow, okay? So tomorrow we'll start with 1:30.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Back to that side.
Yeah, I'll do it. Where is it? Where is it?